Welcome, curious souls, to the inaugural episode of Mythos Mysteries, The Cursed Chronicles. Today, we tread softly into the shadows of ancient tombs, where history whispers secrets of curses and doom. Our journey takes us to the heart of Egypt, inside the Tomb of Terror, unearthing the Pharaoh's curse. It was 1922 when the sealed entrance to King Tutankhamun's resting place was breached. Not by time, but by men. Among them, Howard Carter and Lord Carnarvon, who sought glory but found a legend instead. They were the first to gaze upon the treasures of the young pharaoh in millennia, and perhaps the curse that guarded them. Death shall come on swift wings to him who disturbs the peace of the king, warned an inscription. Or so the legend tells us, the reality. No such curse was found inscribed in Tutankhamun's tomb. Yet, what followed seemed to affirm the pharaoh's dire warning. Lord Carnarvon, the financial backer of the excavation, met his demise mere months after the tomb's opening, succumbing to a mosquito bite that turned septic. Newspapers of the time were ablaze with speculation. Was it a mere coincidence, or had the curse claimed its first victim? The years that followed saw a series of untimely deaths, some close to the excavation, others merely linked by the faintest threads of destiny. The curse, it seemed, was indiscriminate. Or was it merely the hand of fate, weaving its inevitable pattern? Ancient Egyptian mythology spoke of powerful curses protecting the tombs of the pharaohs. These were not merely tales to entertain, but warnings. The Egyptians believed in the power of words, spells to protect the dead from desecration, ensuring their safe passage to the afterlife. But could these spells reach through the ages to touch the modern world? As we peel back the layers of this mystery, we confront not only the specters of the past, but also our own modern interpretations of myth and superstition. The deaths associated with King Tutankhamun's tomb are as much a part of its legacy as its golden treasures. But do they evidence a curse, or the human penchant for weaving narratives around the inexplicable? Join us as we delve deeper into the sands of time, seeking truths hidden beneath tales of curses and spectral vengeance. What power do these ancient beliefs hold over us today? And what can the story of the Pharaoh's curse teach us about the intersection of history, mystery, and the human imagination? This has been Mythos Mysteries, The Cursed Chronicles. Stay with us for the next episode, where we venture into the lost city of Atlantis. Was it myth, or merely misplaced in the annals of history? Until then, keep seeking the truth beyond the legends.